This is episode number 2012 of the Who Cares News for Friday, July 16th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, details of Christina Hack and Ant Anstead's divorce have surfaced.
Oh.
The details that we want to know have not surfaced.
Which are?
These are just the financial things.
Oh. Which details do we want to know?
I want to know why. What the heck happened?
Who kicked who
out? What the heck?
I think she kicked him out, which can only lead to a couple of things. He's either a drinker or an abuser or a cheater.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I just don't.
You don't think it just came out? Okay.
No.
I don't think it's a disagreement. Maybe he's a bad dad. Maybe he yelled at the kids. Well, what could it be?
I think she was just bored.
Maybe she just decided, you know what, this is, I kind of made a mistake. These are expensive mistakes. You know?
I think he was rebound.
Rebound? Holy crap,
no.
How long? No, she had
one or two rebound
That's relationships
true.
In between Tarek and Ant. No, this was the love of her life. He took her to Scotland. Maybe he just started ignoring her. You never know.
I think she's just high maintenance.
Maybe she's high maintenance.
I think she's too high maintenance. That's
so,
what I think.
So, what's the new guy's name? Josh? Hey, Josh. You might want to run for the hills, buddy.
All right, so anyway.
Yeah.
As we know, the two's divorce, it was final last month.
Yep.
And almost immediately, they are, you know, obviously they're each moving on with their lives.
Oh, yeah. I think.
And that surfaced as well.
Announcement came out. All of a sudden, oh, wow, they're dating other people already. Wow.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make. I mean, that shouldn't be a big surprise. It takes a while for divorces to get
final. I mean,
the
paint was barely dry. So was, and the ink was barely dry. And the water was barely boiling. So here's what we know. This is all we know so far.
Yes.
Christina keeps all the houses.
Wow.
There was four of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder how that worked.
Four. Actually, there's five.
Huh.
There's four in California.
Okay.
And one in Tennessee.
Oh, she bought that while they were married. Oh, okay.
So evidently that ranch that she supposedly bought.
Yeah. It's like 20 acres or something like that in Tennessee.
Well, it was part of the divorce settlement.
I guess maybe.
It was possibly the both of theirs, and she got to keep it.
And but I wonder how much money she had to give him.
It just says she keeps it. So anyway.
Wow.
I doubt anything. So
really?
There's a Bentley, a Land Rover, and her wedding ring.
Okay. I see that.
So the Land Rover we see her driving around in.
And the Bentley, too. I've seen it on TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, those were her parting gifts.
Okay. Parting gifts. Oh, and a few kids. She gets one kid.
Aunt keeps his seven cars.
Yeah.
And he also retains, which I find interesting they even mention this. He retains 100% ownership of his businesses.
Okay.
And there's like seven of them.
Wow.
Including a production company.
Uh-huh.
And he gets to kiss Renee Zellweger, which I doubt.
I don't think that was in the divorce.
No.
I don't know. That could have been on Addendum A. Oh, by the way, I get to kiss Renee Zellweger.
So then I have to wonder, did Ant and Christina start his businesses together?
Well, they were together. They were married for almost exactly 1 year, right?
Yes.
Long enough to have birth a baby.
Yeah.
And maybe they had to get married. Maybe?
No.
No?
They were together before that.
No, but I mean, after they got married, though. Maybe they got married because they were pregnant with
I think they were already married.
So? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right,
so Christina's...
I don't remember. And I don't care. That's why we call
Christina's
it
the Christina's dating...
Thing.
That's right. Christina's dating Joshua Hall after smoking some toad venom. got her cleared up and led her straight to him. And, they share custody of their son. And there's no spousal or child support.
Wow, I'm shocked by that, state of California. That never happens.
She doesn't need it.
Well, she doesn't need it, and he probably doesn't need it.
He doesn't need it either.
No, because he's got Renee Zellweger. Yeah.
He's got money. So Chloe posted a bikini pic online and received attention from two of her exes.
Ah, well, that happens a lot.
Now, one ex didn't write anything until another ex did.
Oh, okay.
So I think the only reason the ex wrote something was because, you know, he wanted to clap back.
I'm going to guess one of those exes was Tristan Thompson. I'm going to kind of guess
He has
that.
No room to cheat her.
Yeah, I know he's, alleged cheater.
No, there's no alleged.
Okay.
Right. Tristan wasn't too happy with Lamar Odom.
Oh, the other ex.
Remember him?
I remember him. Yeah. Wow.
Remember
Lamar Odom?
Lamar, Chicken Ranch Master, Odom.
So he slid into her post. Interesting.
Well, Clo, you know that they were married for a while.
Well, yeah.
So, well, he referred to her as a hottie in
wow.
one of his comments.
Wow. When's the last time your ex-husband called you a hottie? I mean.
Well, they're still friends, supposedly.
Okay. Obviously.
Right? Her recent ex, Tristan
yes,
Thompson.
Right.
His response was nothing like, yeah, baby, nothing like that. His response was directed toward Lamar Odom.
Uh-oh. Yes. Cat fight on Twitter.
Right? So, Chloe posts a bikini pic. Lamar Odom puts hottie. Puts some flames by it,
Yeah.
And then Tristan
yeah.
writes, God brought you back the first time. Play if you want. Different results.
Ooh. Is that a threat?
Ooh.
Is that a threat to Lamar Odom?
Ooh. That's not nice.
That's a threat. See, this is the thing about cheaters. Let me get on a soapbox here, okay? A guy like Tristan Thompson loves Khloe Kardashian. They have a kid. He hangs with her, but then he's possessive of her even when they're not together. But he has no problem cheating on her.
That's, oh, no problem.
To me, and he's not the
even
only...
Even with their friends.
He's not the only man on the face of the earth that is like that.
Well, that's
There's
true.
There's lots of them out there that are like possessive of their wives, though they don't want them. Or their girlfriends, they want somebody else. But that's their property. And Tristan Thompson, I'm calling you out on that, buddy.
You know what
I'm
that is?
I'm calling you out on
it's
that.
It's kind of like gaslighting.
Well, it kind of is. Well, don't know if he gaslights her.
Well, gaslight would be Armie Hammer.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Mm.
But I think that Tristan Thompson, I think there's a little mild gaslighting going on. Because it's
maybe.
Like, hey, baby, you're so hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
I'll see you after
I'll
I go
see
after screw
I go,
around for a
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And I'll it's be like, back. Keep the lights on for me.
I was going to say, now, Chloe and Lamar, back to them, they were married longer separated than they were together.
Never a cheating rumor.
Not until they separated. And she waited forever to file for divorce.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
that?
Yep.
Yeah. All through rehab and him almost dying and the Chicken Ranch and all that stuff.
Chicken Ranch.
So is that to be admired?
I think it's okay.
You think it's okay for her to be? Because I know she was kind of holding out hope that Lamar would get cleaned up.
But they are friends.
They are friends. They don't have a child together.
Okay. Right.
Got that.
So if they're friends, I think it's perfectly fine for him to post that.
Yeah.
I think.
Well,
Tristan,
I don't know if it's perfectly fine for anybody to post hottie, I mean.
If you're, don't even get me started on this one.
Unless it's about Halle Berry, then it could be Hallie hottie. See what I did there? More Who Cares coming up next week. Have yourself a great weekend. And
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful. Hey, let me pop in here just a second and let you know about our daily radio show. We're on in over 16 markets. And just search for Van Camp and Morgan. All the stations we're on are actually in the show notes. So if there's one near you, click it and listen. We'd love to have you listen to the regular show during the week and tell your friends.